On this last day of the summer, we celebrate the feast of the great apostle St. Matthew, also called Levi, as mostly all of them had more than one name. Levi was a tax collector, which meant that he was an enemy of the people. He was a publican. The Pharisees hated publicans. And so, when our Lord called him, unlike the Pharisees who refused Christ, and that still happens today, those people that think that they are so good and so holy, they do whatever they want. They do whatever their will is, not God's will. And Levi did not have a will in that sense. So our Lord said, "Follow me," and he got up and left everything there, thousands of dollars, and by today's accounts, he left the table. His helpers would have to continue whatever he was doing in tax collecting. And he took Jesus and the apostles to his house. It says they sat down to meet. They had a banquet, and Jesus went. Jesus did not condemn him. And the Pharisees were scandalized. And the same people that think that they're all holy and better than everybody else are always scandalized at everybody else when they should be scandalized at themselves. Levi, Matthew, then followed Jesus. He became one of the apostles and was the first to render an account of the Gospels. Even though today many so-called scholars say St. Mark did, the tradition of the church, which was ascertained by the Pontifical Biblical Commission that doesn't exist anymore, in 1910, I believe it was, under St. Pius X, said that it was. So St. Matthew renders to us the most beautiful accounts of the life, of the ministry, and of the death and resurrection of Christ. He left everything. How many people, when Christ calls them, and I'm not talking about their own will and their own little expectations and inspirations that have nothing to do with God, and there are many of those who are always following some certain spirits, and God alone knows what spirits they are. And of course, if you have a spiritual director, that is the spirit you must follow. And if he's wrong, he will pay, not you. St. Matthew left everything and followed Christ. And that is very, very important. And of course, we've seen here in this shrine as well that those who, like St. Matthew, had everything, a full career and honors and so forth, and our Lord told them to come and follow him, left everything. And now the Lord will do with them as he wills. And the same thing for us. What does he want you to do? What does he want me to do? I know, because I've been doing it all my life. And soon it will come to an end, and then that will be the end of it. And who knows what will happen afterwards? It doesn't matter to me. But what's important is, what are you doing? Are you following some wind or other? Perhaps somebody broke wind and you're following that. Don't think that you're so holy. The less holy you think you are, the more holy you really are. The more of a sinner you think you are, the humbler you are and are able to follow Christ, the more you will be filled with his Holy Spirit. St. Matthew ended his life by martyrdom. It is said in Ethiopia, as he was converting many souls, and one of the people close to the king got mad, and right as he was celebrating Mass, he killed him. And so he is a martyr as well as an apostle, as well as an evangelist. And his relics are in the Vatican. And there's one important relic to which I have had access in the past, and which was very, very popular especially with the Franciscans, at Pietrocina and San Giovanni Rotondo. Near there, there is a sanctuary called St. Matthew, a monastery, and they boast of the fact that they have one tooth of St. Matthew. And I have been there several times to venerate the tooth of St. Matthew. And so, especially if you have problems with your teeth, pray to St. Matthew. And if you're an accountant or a bookkeeper, pray to St. Matthew. Today is your feast. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.